Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Alleluia.
The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Alleluia.
Give glory to God, all you nations, for He has restored my soul to life. Alleluia.
Give glory to God, all you nations, for He has restored my soul to life. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of His name. O render Him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you, all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God. Tremendous His deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they pass through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give glory to God, all you nations, for he has restored my soul to life. Alleluia.
Come and hear what the Lord has done for me. Alleluia.
Come and hear what the Lord has done for me. Alleluia.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come and hear what the Lord has done for me. Alleluia.
God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
So that all our faith and hope might be in God. Alleluia.
From the first letter of the Apostle Peter. By obedience to the truth, you have purified yourselves for a genuine love of your brothers. Therefore, love one another constantly from the heart. Your rebirth has come not from a destructible, but from an indestructible seed, through the living and enduring word of God. For all mankind is grass, and the glory of men is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this word is the gospel which was preached to you. So strip away everything vicious, everything deceitful, pretenses, jealousies, and disparaging remarks of any kind. Be as eager for milk as newborn babies, pure milk of the Spirit to make you grow unto salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, rejected by men but approved nonetheless, and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For Scripture has it, "See, I am laying a cornerstone in Zion, an approved stone and precious. He who puts his faith in it shall not be shaken." The stone is of value for you who have faith. For those without faith, it is, rather, a stone which the builders rejected that became a cornerstone. It is likewise an obstacle and a stumbling stone. Those who stumble and fall are the disbelievers in God's word. It belongs to their destiny to do so. You, however, are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy.
Build yourselves like living stones into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.
Offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people God has claimed as his own.
Offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
A reading from a discourse by St. Anastasius of Antioch. Christ, who has shown by his words and actions that he was truly God and Lord of the universe, said to his disciples as he was about to go up to Jerusalem, "We are going up to Jerusalem now, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles and the chief priests and scribes to be scourged and mocked and crucified." These words bore out the predictions of the prophets, who had foretold the death he was to die in Jerusalem. From the beginning, Holy Scripture had foretold Christ's death, the suffering that would precede it, and what would happen to his body afterward. Scripture also affirmed that these things were going to happen to one who was immortal and incapable of suffering because he was God. Only by reflecting upon the meaning of the Incarnation can we see how it is possible to say with perfect truth both that Christ suffered and that he was incapable of suffering, and why the Word of God in himself, incapable of suffering, came to suffer. In fact, man could have been saved in no other way, as Christ alone knew and those to whom he revealed it. For he knows all the secrets of the Father, even as the Spirit penetrates the depths of all mysteries. It was necessary for Christ to suffer. His passion was absolutely unavoidable. He said so himself when he called his companions dull and slow to believe because they failed to recognize that he had to suffer and so enter into his glory, leaving behind him the glory that had been his with the Father before the world was made. He had gone forth to save his people. This salvation, however, could be achieved only by the suffering of the author of our life, as Paul taught when he said that the author of life himself was made perfect through suffering. Because of us, he was deprived of his glory for a little while, the glory that was his as the Father's only begotten Son. But through the cross, this glory is seen to have been restored to him in a certain way in the body that he had assumed. Explaining what water the Savior referred to when he said, "He that has faith in me shall have rivers of living water flowing from within him." John says in his Gospel that he was speaking of the Holy Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The glorification he meant was his death upon the cross, for which the Lord prayed to the Father before undergoing his passion, asking his Father to give him the glory that he had in his presence before the world began.
For God and through God all things exist. It was fitting that he should make perfect through suffering Jesus, the source of our salvation, who would bring so many of God's children to glory.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
It was necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you. We
praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
O God, who have bestowed on us paschal remedies, endow your people with heavenly gifts, so that, possessed of perfect freedom, they may rejoice in heaven over what gladdens them now on earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.